Thank you, everyone, for showing up again. It's a great, great honor, great privilege. BBS Radio, thank you so much for grinding away for everyone. For the people.space, thank you. And the PRQ team, thank you so much. Just amazed at your integrity. It's just an honor. So we're playing a little bit with getting in the weeds here. Has been my intentions going forward, is so you can see how personalities work when they do not have mind energy. And then you can see some of this technology is speeding up the dialogue to present itself faster than my personality is actually giving it to you. But just stay with it. We'll be able to slow it down more and more as we keep the integrity. So one of the weapons against source coming through physicality more and more would be speed. So when you listen to a recording now, it's artificial intelligence pushing the speed through. So it's like a harmonizer. So I'll work with it more and more now. But the reason I wanted to bring that up today is you can use your natural telepathy and with your pets is what I'm suggesting, whether it's whether you're swimming with dolphins or your domestic cat or duck. Look at their natural personalities. So they're feeling their next emotion. So emotions are engineered. They're a privilege, but they're really fun compared to, this is a great privilege to have emotion. It's just really, really amazing to feel so much. It's a very emotional place. You've been many places where, forgive me, this is Project Review with Q, but forgive the last show. We missed that mark on that being Lucia's show. So I'll get it rounded up. We'll get it put out. But you can have fun. You can have fun with these personalities, and the horsepower you have is through the energetics of the personality. So you're before personalities, and so that's my great encouragement please do not judge yourself for having fun with being you. Have fun being you. That's all there is. I got to sit down with, I'll tell you a quick story before I get to the calls. Please call in. I'll have some updates here at the end. You can go on forthepeople.space and you can see Tucker Carlson on there now. I believe the document is Evisceration 101. So one of the beautiful things we can observe now is we have the media attacking the media. So we got Tucker Carlson attacking Tucker Carlson. Okay. You go to corporatebork.com, you go to forthepeople.space, you can go anywhere you want. You're going to end up at the same place, and that is the agenda here is to keep you looking in the past. So that's what's tricky about this place as it relates to emotions. So as long as you keep reacting to something on the media machines is the true agenda. And as soon as we use these tools proactively, they work really good. They really do. Now, I can tell you that they're easy to break because our power through our emotions is over. They were designed as we grow in our light. They're designed to be undermined because we're really strong, and we're getting stronger and stronger and stronger. So that's my great encouragement. Your dog doesn't use one of these. Okay, that wasn't very good. I could do better. The way we can update these machines is only use them proactively. So make phone calls, don't pick up phone calls is pretty arrogant statement, isn't it? But it works a lot better when you make phone calls, doesn't it? Because you really want to do it. You really want to talk to that person. Your heart's in it. I really can't wait to talk to mom, et cetera, et cetera. So those are the examples I'm working on, because when you sit down with people in a conference room, I'm finding that most of the individuals who are not human that I talk with run away. And so I'll assume that's happening to you as well, because you're all getting shrunk too. So they'll look like your friends, family, work partners. They're going to have, because you're getting stronger and stronger, and you're so present with your love, that presence is undeniable truth. And so we're playing with me, we're using me as a model, as I've said, the spiritual crashes dummy is, how are we going to work with these lower frequency beings and mimic them, or are we going to get them to grow with us? So it's quite a story, isn't it? If you take my position. So that's where I'll start today. But they're right in front of you, and they're convinced they're human, and they're not. And I'm so sorry to explain that to you. Let's get on to some calls. Okay. How many times did you have to call to get in here, Antonio? Let's take it. I'll take it, Antonio. Are the birds the same as those you travel with? Let's go, Antonio.
Hello.
What are you doing? Hello? What are you doing, beautiful one?
Yo, I got a question for you. No, you got to tell the truth now.
All right, fine. One more time.
That bird, mm-hmm. right? Is it the same bird that you had in Washington? The one in the background, because it has the same sound. So I'm like, it's tricking the enemy, making believe they're in a tropical place, but it's in Washington.
So this is pretty good. Because you're saying I'm towing birds around the world with me. Is that what you're saying?
Jesus, they take the bird in the suitcase.
Yeah. So I just tow him around with me. No, you got something here. This is cool. Now this is really cool because, is the spirit in that bird the same spirit in the bird when I'm on the West Coast of America, East Coast of America, wherever I am in America, or I'm in another country? Are they the? Is it the same spirit? Mm-hmm. Yes is the answer. Yes is the answer. You already know that because you set me up.
No. But that was last night. You know, I was in between myself and myself. I was like, I need to get this question to him. Anyway, that was a funny. Oh, and by the way, you know, I was in a place, right? And was like maybe 10, 11 people in this room. As I walked in and I just started speaking, five of them at the same time ran away.
Yeah, and it's getting more obvious, isn't it?
What is happening to me? Leave it. Just forget about it. Yeah.
Because we're getting strong. You can see you're seeing a discrepancy between the volume of light, in a degree where maybe we could, when I work with the military, I was noticing that they either grow or they go really dark or they go crazy. So three, I've seen three standardizations. They either grow.
That's correct.
And go through the, and that's why I brought up Tucker Carlson, because that's someone who actually could actually figured, that's someone who got digressed, understood it, and goes, oh, I'm going to do something about this, and I'm pissed. All right, so then you got the dark, the beings that can't stay with us, that I'm, there's a degree there that it's almost like a tumbler, a locksmith's tumbler. Like, what degree is distorting their capability to stay with us is what I'm studying right now. And then obviously the ones who can't make it pretty much go in denial and go crazy. And so it's an interesting study, wouldn't you say?
Look, I'm poking the demons because basically they run away from me. They run away from
me.
I'm sorry. I mean, it's a real statement. I don't want to be pessimistic because obviously, but yeah, we're surrounded by a lot that know humans, clones and other stuff. So yeah, I see it. I feel it. And the separation now, it's so you can touch it because you get the one that's still sustaining the matrix. They're fighting for it. You got to fight against them, fought them. And then you got the one there just, you know, ascending, and really you get detached from everything.
All right. And I'm going to go on.
You need more UFs. There you go. Yeah. Ciao. Bye. That was the joke that I wanted to do. That's it.
Okay. So I'm keeping you safe. Okay. Got it?
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, good. You did.
My love to you. Let's go on to the next call. Thank you so much for that call. It's interesting to watch us come into physicality, and I'll take the next call from Oregon. It's unique to just this type of human. But Kelly, we have a Kelly E. Featherstone has a couple questions to be answered. Carrie from Oregon on next link. Carrie.
Hey.
Carrie.
Hey there. She's here.
Look, look, look.
Hello.
What's going on? How can I help you?
Okay. I am representing a friend of yours, Kelly Eve Featherstone. Okay. And she asked me to ask two questions of you for her because she's moving right now. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she says, I feel quietly inside that I had hybrid children somewhere, some level. I've never had children here physically, yet in my late 40s, a scar appeared on my abdomen about consistent with those for alien procedures. So she's wanting to know what you can tell her about hybrid children, first of all.
Okay. All right. So... this is a very advanced being and who probably does not need my help because she can feel information tremendously well. And but I was a catalyst for identifying. We were both catalysts for each other in many ways. And when you start examining her capabilities and my capabilities together, what you're going to get is a lot of attention. So this is not about ego or we're better than you. It's just that we were fortunate enough to have less DNA restrictions. And so that volume of light that comes through there is going to be something that you would want to model. So it's really important that it's not so much about the child, it's how much spirit can I get in a physical being. And what are the agendas around that are endless, because genetic engineering is the real game. So if I can hybridize a version of us that can get more light in it, might be a positive thing, you could argue, couldn't you? Or could it be something you could sell? You could trade, you could barter with, because the game here is really about getting a higher quality capacity within a physical being. I'm gonna dodge the question a little bit unless she's talking to me directly, okay? But okay. That's the model that, okay, because I have too much respect and appreciation for someone as massively awesome in what they have done and what they've accomplished. But she already knows the answer because I'm sending her the answer right now.
Yay. Thank you on her behalf.
Betcha.
And the other question, you may want to dodge this one too, but I'm going to ask it for her since she asked me to. Can you tell me how you know me well, Eve, now? I know you do, but I have no human memory of how.
Okay, this is for you or Eve?
No, this is for Eve.
Okay, say it one more time.
Can you
just slow it down? Just slow it down. Just slow it down a little bit. Just slow it down a little bit.
Okay. Okay. Can you?
You can use same words, but make it really slow.
Okay. Can you tell me how you know me? I know you do, but I have no human memory of how.
Because I know you. I'll do it one more time. Because I know you. So you're going to know me. So here's how it works. When you are truly you coming through a physicality, you're going to see and feel massive more volume of the other individuals. So we can see you and you can feel the information is true, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So now if we would do this with all of our relationships, like I'm doing it with you, you would see everybody for their true selves. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I love you. Love you very much.
I love you. And this Eve loves you too. And so does Kelly.
She's a brilliant individual. And it is not easy to get it right when you're working with the councils. It's tricky. If you like to use the titles of Galactic Federation Council, it doesn't really matter. When you see the confusion that creates with such quality information, really tricky. So for her to get it right is incredible. That's an incredible hero there, and I miss her very much. Yeah. I love her very much, and I know I never have to miss her.
Well, she's playing with us now in the play place, so okay. You can come join us there if you wish.
Okay. Let her know. I'll give her some drawing lessons.
Okay. All right.
That only she'll understand. Right, that. Only she'll understand. Yes, that's an inside joke that only she and I know. So. Can't wait. Can't wait.
Well, okay. Thank
much
you,
love
thank
to you.
Thank you on behalf
thank you.
Of her. Yes. Bye.
Okay. Let's stick with it. Thank you. All right. That was a fun one. Well, mermaids have possibilities quite a way across the bay today, though. It is highly suggest living on the water. It's, if you can get a few weeks on the water here and there, it's very, very balancing. So you calibrate and configure to the aeonic. I use the word incorrectly as always, but that energetics is really, really easy to calibrate and configure your spirit to your physical body. So that's my encouragement. Let's move on to another call. Thank you, Don, for doing this. Thank you, BBS Radio. I'm just astonished what you guys pull off. just amazing what these dudes are doing, man. A lot of people there too. Yvonne from Bulgaria. Love Bulgaria. Questions about timelines. Please, what is your question about timelines? Yvonne.
Thank you. How are you?
Very, very, very here. Thank you.
Excellent. So my question is about timelines, and I'm a little bit confused. So the previous show that we just listened, being inspired with Q, I feel that I have listened this last year in 2023. We are now 2024 with this calendar, but I have the feeling that I'm listening this for a second time. Am I confused or?
So we fumbled the show there. Forgive us. And so we played a legacy recording. And so we're sorry. We meant to play a current recording. My apologies. So maybe we can learn some about this. We got tricked.
How does this happen? Did I jump?
Yeah, so this is really cool now. Funny. Did we create the mistake? Did the radio company create the mistake? Or did the AI create the mistake? So you can look at it many different ways. Most timelines for me are engineered for you to participate. So this is not correct.
You know, folks, I've had about a dozen emails now since the show aired, being inspired. And you've all asked the same question. Hey, that's a legacy. That's a legacy interview. What are you doing airing that again? I thought... we were going to hear something new. So I have to say that, folks, we recorded the interview, but I'm not sure what happened to it. And I kept thinking this was that interview. And I even sent this interview to Q because it's the only one I had. And all I can surmise at this point is that I overwrote the interview with a legacy interview. As boneheaded as that sounds, that's the only likely answer that I can come up with, that I actually overwrote a 1-hour interview with a 2-hour legacy interview. I truly hope that's not the case. I'm going to dig until there's nothing left to dig, but chances are I may have really bungled that so badly that it's unrecognizable. So forgive me, folks. I'll just leave you with that. And you don't need to send in any more emails. I get it. We're boneheads. We'll figure this out. We love you.
All right. So what's really fun about this is we all do this every day, don't we? Wouldn't you say? Do I have your name correct? Yvonne or Evan?
Yvonne.
So most of the engineered timelines that I observe here that are constructed, and as you know, I'm captain breaking the rules, and I'll tell you right now, tattling on aliens is not a healthy profession. It's a very dangerous profession. And I do it all day, every day, and I'm not stopping anytime soon. And they know it, and I know it. And the PRQ team knows it, and they have got their eyes open. You know, when you look at someone like Asha and Kristen and Christopher, these people have seen a lot of stuff. What we could standardize as far as timelines go is getting you involved in something you did not want to do through your creative force, not through your mind. Your mind is very healthy and handy at times. But when you get, let's say, someone steals your car, you find out who that person is, and now you're going to go sue them to get your car back, right? You'll get the police involved. You'll do something to get your car back, correct? Right now, you cannot prove that the human that stole that car has enough consciousness in it, which I'm calling an alien. So a very mean person stole the car for greed, lust, who knows what, and you have to go sue them to get your car back is a timeline that you do not create to your heart. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, okay. A little bit confusing, but...
Yeah, no, so I'm trying to make something really simple here. So when you go to the grocery store and there's no milk at the grocery store, that would be a timeline, would it not? I have to go to another grocery store to find milk, correct? I have to find another cow somewhere.
Exactly.
Okay, but your demand on yourself to drink milk is somewhat creative, but it's actually a demand because you need nutrition, don't you? Well, as in the spirit, when you're a spirit, when you're not in this body, you don't need anything outside yourself. You don't need milk. You don't even need oxygen. We're spirits. Now, this is a great luxury to be an individuality as a human. So to be a light being before you got here is nothing like being here. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Absolutely. That's how I feel. I think I'm here for a first time. Yeah.
Right. And so that's why I always look at the Buddhist teachings as an opportunity to ask, how would Buddha live in downtown New York right now? A big city in Bulgaria. Be a little bit different experience, wouldn't it?
It wouldn't be fun.
That's right. Now, I have the luxury to have those.
New York,
you know, So I have the luxury of having those memories and recognizing we're digressing quite a bit with timelines that are not ours. So that would be if I have any legacy, I would like to suggest that is let's just do things we're really excited about doing and not be on someone else's timelines. So that's my great gleaning. What would you say?
Yeah, it is that's what I'm practicing for the last year and a half. Diligently with the commands day and night and every day, every morning, during the day. And sometimes it seems to evade me somehow. I'm being still copy-pasted on timelines. And because the previous show was for the RV, and I've been trying for the last year to manifest funds because I need this for my project and for my life, of course, but it's still not working. Why is that?
Okay, great question. Thank you for that question. Thank you so much for being so noble, exploring yourself, because it's obvious that it is working. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to see yourself. It's so amazing. Thank you so much. When we work with the mind, so if you can see the cut and pasting, you're way ahead of the game. Okay, so I practice on timelines all the time. So it's really the other individuals we're participating with. So when I work with individuals, I've said it many times that I know how to stay at a higher dimension reality on your planet right now. I can just go right and live in nature, never see another machine again. And guess what? You guys will all disappear. I'll disappear. You'll disappear. It doesn't really matter. We can go live in the woods, and that would be a higher dimension because your planet is growing so fast. Your frequency bands are growing so fast. But I realize that if I do that, you guys are going to burn down my forest. So my choice is to participate. Yeah, so you guys are going to burn down my mountain. Yeah, you're going to burn. You guys are going to start a fire, and my mountain of trees is going to be gone. And so I might as well just join the party. And by the way, I wouldn't mind going down into town and having a beer once in a while and saying hi to somebody. Okay, so it's really the other people that you're interacting with. So when you're coming and going into this planet, it gets real easy to see. And so I don't want to be flippant about it. But so when I come in here 150 times a second, plus or minus, I can slow that down or speed it up. And what is a standard for our participation is the individuals that can still stay in your dimensional reality in lower vibration are affecting the cutting and pasting while you're observing it and participating with you. Very tricky to explain. So timelines are created. So I'll purposely get on timelines that are not my highest excitement so I can see how they are engineered and work. So I do it on purpose to get on timelines because I know I have to participate with you all. I have to go rent a car, as an example, knowing full well it's not my highest excitement. Is it because I want to rent a car?
Am I doing the same?
You see where we're going here? So I really can't wait to travel down the road. Is that stronger than I hate going and renting a car? Okay, so it's a pretty fun little game now. So which one overpowers the other?
Yeah.
I can't wait to get down the road. I am going to Hawaii right now. Okay. No one likes getting on an airplane, do they? There's no way you like going to the airport. No one likes going to the airport. Yeah. But man, we love seeing our family in Hawaii, don't we? We want to go see them. So that's what I play with all the time. And what I get is the distractions. And so I can here's what I can standardize. I can see the aliens affecting my life when I'm excited. I can guarantee you I see it every single time I get excited. And now I get to go grab them and say, what is the purpose in this? And here is their answer every time. We can't exist if we don't bug you. We have no chance of staying with you guys if we don't somehow stay with you, because they're not as powerful as us. Because we're just such good dreamers.
We're just donors for them.
That's right. We're just a battery. Maybe you could call it a bunch of things, but all I can say is we're getting better at this, and we are going to get experts at this. And I love you very much.
Yeah. We need to get rid of this influence somehow. Protect ourselves. So how do we do that?
Well, we're not going to protect ourselves. We're going to put the hammer down and we're going to put the throttle down, and that's how we're going to do it. I'm going to move on to another call. Yvonne, thank you so much for calling in again. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. All right.
Thank you, BBS Radio. I'm going to jump around a little bit, BBS. The donations that you send in, all you listeners, I love you so much. I love you so much. Thank you so much. It's just amazing, your participation. Let's keep this going. We've got lots of work to do by not working. We're going to have some fun here. I'm going to skip around here, BBS. I want to got so many calls today. I thank you so much. Just to make sure we get a quality show for everyone. How about Jenny from Sweden? Questions concerning children and their time online. Question concerning children with their time online. Jenny, are you there?
Yeah, Q, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. Nice to hear you again.
Nice to hear you.
My question, thank you. It's very it's so personal, and it's also mm-hmm. about children all over the world. And I'm having a really, really hard time to be a parent in the way that we're growing up to be taught how to be parent, but then how to be a parent now when I'm learned everything I've been learning the last couple of years. And it's really hard to try to keep my children away from the internet, from the games and everything. It becomes harder and harder, and I feel like I'm losing them. And I don't know how hard to push, how hard to limit them, if it's worth it. I mean, I don't mean if it's worth it. I mean, can I do it? Or am I doing something wrong? How do we do it? How do we try to keep them away without ruining my relationship with them? It's so hard. I don't know what to do.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Jenny, let's take a deep breath. Okay. All right. Yeah. Here we are now. All right. Now, this is so fun because we get to see your emotions come through because you love your children. Is that why we're here today?
Yes.
Okay, and so this is our real horsepower now. So we're like, so emotions are fun. They're going, okay, which way am I going to go now? What am I going to do? It's a very emotional planet, very emotional.
Yes.
This, most, so you can actually see the, I'm going to give you some encouragement about the internet real quick. You'll notice... One of our agendas doing these shows, notice no one from Russia is calling in. You don't hear anybody from Russia, do you? Okay?
No, yeah.
And you know, I take pot shots a lot to make us more aware. Notice no one from China is calling in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How come? Yeah, I'm probably the most famous person on the planet, we would say, right? You'd want to get in the mix somehow, right? It's safe
yeah,
to
and
say
I'm talking
probably
to you.
The most famous. Yeah, okay. So why aren't they calling in? Because it's being engineered. So you can't query there like you can in America or Sweden. You're querying differently. So the AI is controlling the query system. So if you went on Google in Russia, or you went in Google in China, or you went in Google in Australia, I guarantee you, you're not going to be able to query the same. They're all going to be different. America, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so that's part of the information war you're witnessing right now. And it's the reason it's not being taken down, because it's actually a weapon against the bad guys at the same time. It's a really good tool.
Yeah, I know.
You have to fight it with the tool. So this is duality. This is how duality works. Is you have to, if you're going to fight, we have to expose duality with duality. These are electronic wars. This is I've been in lots of electronic wars on this planet. It's a little unique because you've got so little technology. We're actually very fortunate that we didn't get a stronger computerization system. Because it would have done all the mind control already. So you're getting the mind control it's growing slowly right now. So your mind control system here is trying to sneak up on you to do the actual mind control that is engineered for you. And that's why this is really, really important that stay in the mix here so that you don't get snuck up on. I can snap a picture of a mind control. I'm going to be careful. I got to be careful with words. I can snap a picture on your computer and I can turn you into a completely different person. I can make you go crazy. Mm. I can make you a zombie. I can do so much with a screen. So we're very fortunate that we didn't get all of the tools. So most of the electronic wars, they start right off the bat and control everyone. But the gang that did this one, they were aware that we were so strong and powerful, we would see it and understand it. And that's why I do these shows, so that you don't get mind control. Let's talk about the children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Try this one. throw everything out. Throw it all out. Just throw every single thing out of the house for 1 week. Just get a little storage container, put it in the trunk. Just take everything out of your house that has electronic technology in it. And then observe your children observing themselves and see if they're happier. Now they'll start painting, they'll start talking, they'll start playing with toys, they'll start riding their bike, things like that. Mm. Just try and throw everything out for 1 week, 2 weeks, a month, and see. You'll do it with great grace and great care and great love. But hey, you know, I just think you guys would be happier if we just tried something else, or take them out of the house for a week into nature. Say, yeah, we don't have any power. Turn the electronics so you can turn the power off in your house. Yeah. So I've done this many times.
Yeah, I just been in the forest for 1 week, and they didn't want to come with me. It's really hard, you know. They refuse to come. Yeah. I try, you know. I know. It's hard.
Remember, you're the parent. You're the loving parent. So you, and by the way, you bought the stuff, so just chuck it out. Just chuck it out. See what happens. You can buy another one. They're going to be $5 anyway. Just chuck them out. Just throw them out. See what happens for their opinion. So what if they just start gravitating away from it because they had more fun doing other things? And that would be a spirit. That's what spirits do. They just keep creating. So the internet is designed to be reactive. That's why games are created. So you react to them. So you keep reacting. That's all these machines that were designed for. And because you can't get any love through them, which they can be engineered to send you love. So even that one's tricky because it's still outside your body, isn't it? So I'm not the best person to talk to about this question, is what I'm trying to say, because you don't need any of this, and your children definitely don't. And we better take care, don't you say? We better take care going forward, huh? Thank you for your question. Anything else?
Yeah. I just want to say I was going to ask you about why people disappear in my life. They go away, but I think you just talked about it, that they can't stay. They can't stay close to when the light grows. So I think you already answered that one. I can really feel that happening so much in my life. They just disappear.
Thank you. I always enjoy.
Thank you so much.
The mermaid says hello. Have a beautiful day.
Okay, thank you. Thanks so much. Say hi to her. Bye-bye.
Will do. All right. I'm going to keep bouncing around a little bit. BBS, forgive me. I want to get to so many people. What we're going to do is we're going to buy out more airtime for all of us. So all of your donations, all your prescriptions. So we're going to do our best to do this every day of the week. We'll start with a couple new days going forward. We'll most likely make them project specific so I can talk to you all a lot more. So we're testing this out. This is more or less a beta, so I can feel if this feels fun for everyone, if we're getting any work done, things like that. So just know that we are working real hard to get more airtime, and of course waiting for a couple updates for BBS Radio to get our technology where we want it and be able to present. Let's turn this baby into a TV station, wouldn't you say? Yeah, let's do that. All right, I'm going to bounce around. Let's see. Margie from Costa Rica. Okay, questions on heart communications. Margie from Costa Rica. Pretty please. Hello. Hi.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you. It's a little spotty. Be strong now. Come from your heart now.
Okay. So I've been noticing that my heart is communicating with certain people and not with... Can you explain that?
Let's check this. How come we can do it with Lucia but not other people? Is that the real question?
Yeah.
Okay. For me, it's about attention. So I study the body I'm in, right? I suppose we keep using me because I have my memories back. All the bodies I've been in here that you're aware of in the last 100 years that I'll keep preaching about, what I'm observing is the more attention we give another individual while they're paying attention is where I'm at mm-hmm. right now with this type of human. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if someone's not giving us our attention, then how do we attach our hearts to each other is what I would, that would be the stock version, but there's variables obviously to that. But wouldn't you say when you slow things down, so when I talked to Carrie earlier and got her to slow down, then she mm-hmm. could feel and realized that she didn't really have any concerns whatsoever. She was just present. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes sense.
And that's why these shows are tough for me, because this is not really slowing down, is it? I'm an entertainer now. I want to connect with as many people as I can and be an example and tell the stories. But when we are our true selves, Mermaid and I, we just are very present. We don't have unnecessary urgencies until we interact with things outside of our intentions, attention with each other. And mm-hmm. I have to go. My apologies.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Q.
Love you. Love you. Love you. All right. Beautiful show, everyone. I'll keep working here, and we're going to expand these shows. Thank you, BBS. Have a beautiful day, everyone.